Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know in my own life there have been times in the ministry where I really began to seek the Lord and pray and believe Him. And there were times early in my life the Spirit of God began to move on me and I did not know what was happening. It was so strange and foreign to me. I thought, whoa, what is happening? What do I do? Thank God I had good people like Brother Hagin to talk to and different ones. And I thought, man, is something wrong with me? What's going on? Because I didn't, you know, I sense the Spirit of God moving on me or dealing with me, but I don't know. Sometimes it'd just be in your living room, and I'm thinking, what's this for? And I didn't know what to do. But now here's the thing that is critical. How do you respond? Do you quench or do you yield? Now, every man and woman goes through this. Every man and woman and young person that gets filled with the Spirit, experiences the power of the Holy Ghost coming on you, and speaking in other tongues, that's not the end. That's not the arrival. That's the beginning. That's a doorway into a life of power. Amen. Did you hear me now? And there are progressive manifestations of the Spirit of God. He doesn't just come in and manifest Himself upon you like He would after 70 years of learning and service. It'd just be overwhelming to you. You just wouldn't know what to do or how to respond. He didn't come on him. It didn't say the Spirit of God came mightily on him. He's just a boy. What's happening? Began, do you hear this? Began to what? To move him. What? At times. So that's how he knew what to do. As a young man, you remember when that lion jumped out and roared? This is not his first experience with the anointing for strength. Now you think about it. Your first time out hand to hand with a lion? Let me remind you some other things. David. You remember a phrase David used when he faced Goliath? Huh? What did he say? I've heard about anointing, and we're going to try it out today. Huh? What did he say? What does he say? There was a lion, and there was a bear. What's he saying? Where was this? There was no crowd. There were no spectators. God is kind. Isn't He? He's kind. He'll move on you in some ways and areas and in a situation where if you don't respond right, there's not 1,000 people to look at you and go, man, that was dumb. In your bedroom, in your prayer closet, in your backyard by yourself. Did you hear me? If you're open, the Spirit of God will move on you to pray, to praise, to yield any number of things. And you won't have all the answers and you won't know all about it. But here's the big issue. Do you have a heart to yield, to respond? Or are you going to shut down and go, well, I don't understand this. I don't know about this. So no, I don't like this. Because your flesh, none of our flesh, does not like the unknown. If you've not been there before, you've not experienced it. The unknown and the not understood. If you don't understand it, you don't know what's going on, there's only one thing that's going to get you through that. Faith. When you come back and say, I don't know, but I know this is God. I don't understand it, but I trust You, Lord. I'm with You. I wasn't just hollering in service, move. I mean it. I'm here. And you may make a mistake. You might misinterpret something. You might yield the wrong way. You might respond the wrong way. That's one reason God gave us leaders. Did you hear me? I'm so thankful Phyllis and I had such good leaders in Brother Hagin. And there was a time or two he had to tell me, no, not like that. And it's something how much people's spiritual pride is present. You can take somebody that's been saved 2 or 3 weeks sometimes, and they get in a prayer meeting, they get anointed to pray for the first time, and in their ignorance think, well, man, I got it now. I know how to pray. And somebody try to correct them. Are you going to try to correct me how to pray? Well, yeah. And whether it's prophecy or tongues and interpretation, there's been people before that we had to talk to about prophecy. You know, they were missing it in prophecy and confusing babies. And we had to say, no, no, you need to calm down. You need to back up. Oh, well, we have to obey God. Really? You see, they just told us volumes. You know what they just got through telling us? I do not respect you as a leader. I know more about this than you do. Well, then why are you here? You don't respect us and believe in us as leaders? Why are you here? You have another agenda. Did you hear that? No. You got to be willing to make a mistake and be corrected and go, okay, all right, but I'm not quitting. I'm going to learn how to do this. I'm going to learn how to do this. Show me how. Well, tell me. Yeah. No, that wasn't right. Okay, sorry. I knew something wasn't right about it. But see, here's the thing that's confusing to people. They sense God moving. They know that's real. But then sometimes they try to associate everything they did with it as being right too. Just because the move of the Spirit was real doesn't mean everything everybody did with it was right or scriptural or a blessing. Do you understand? We have, all of us, we have a lot to learn about the moving of the Spirit. Oh, be the first one to say it. But we don't have to know all about it. This is what we have to have. A willing heart. Are you with me now? That when He begins to move, we don't shut down. We don't get scared. We don't get apprehensive. We don't get confused. We say, teach us, Lord. Show us. Yes, please move. Please show us how. Teach us how. And He'll begin to move in some subtle ways and not so powerful ways, but move at times. You might be in a store. You might be riding your lawnmower. You might be on the lake fishing, you know, and the Spirit of God move. And eventually you'd find out, well, I'm supposed to pray when I sense that. Well, I'm supposed to stop and pay close attention and check inside me, see what I'm supposed to do. Well, I'm supposed to give when I sense that. But I'm supposed to do this. You understand what I'm talking about? It's an educational process. And if y'all were with us, you know, what was it, 2003, the fall of 2003, we spent months on the subject of the Spirit-led life. How many would agree there are few things in life more important than learning how to be led by the Spirit? And so what does it mean to yield to the Spirit? This is a good definition, I think. I believe the Lord gave it to me. Yielding to the Spirit means to act on the promptings of the Holy Spirit. To what? Act. Spirit of God prompts you to do something. How do you yield to Him? Act on it. Act on it. Move on it. And always be humble and teachable. And if you realize you caused a problem, you didn't do something the right way, don't get huffy. Who is there among us who knows all about the moving of the Spirit? We're learning. We're growing. Be teachable. You'll learn. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I am believing for a church full of Holy Ghost anointed faith people. The Lord gave us 3 main directives when we started this church. Anybody remember them? There were 3 main things He told me to do and us to do. Number 1, He said, teach how to love each other. He reminded me of it today. He said, go back to what I told you the first time. Love one another. What else did he say? Teach the people how to walk by faith. How to live by faith. How to walk by faith. Do you ever get to the place where you know all there is to know about how to love each other? No. How to walk by faith? No. What was the third one? How to be led by the Spirit. That is, I hope you know, I would not stand up here and say something like this. I'm convinced in my heart that is a directive straight from the head of the church, straight from heaven for us. So let's get it. I said, let's get it.
Yes.
Say it out loud. I'm going to get it.
I'm
going to
learn
by the grace of God
how to love
my brothers and sisters.
I'm going to
learn by the grace of God
how to
live
and walk by faith.
I will
learn
by the grace of God
how to be led
by the Spirit.
And
if you're led by the Spirit, you're going to have the moving of the Spirit.
Amen.
He's going to prompt you and move on you. You're going to respond. You're going to follow that leading and direction. And when you do, here comes the demonstration. Here comes the manifestation. Here comes the power. Oh, hallelujah. And that's how you are the witness, and I am the witness for Jesus that we're supposed to be. There is no other way. Without the power, nobody's even interested. No reason for them to stop and take a second look at us. There's a lot of humans on the planet. Oh, but with the power, with the power, with the power, with the moving of the Spirit, the goodness of God being manifested all over our life. People, after a while, you know, Phyllis and I have had relatives and friends from our families and our past, close and distant, that when we first begin into this, they thought they've lost their minds. What are they doing? They're nuts. They're weird. They're in a cult. They're off. They're this or that. Very unkind. And some of them, they were that way for 10 years. Some of them were that way for 15 years. Oh, but as the years click by, I said, as the years click by, some of the same ones that talked so bad 15, 18 years ago calling us on the phone. Would you pray? Why? They have seen. They knew where we started from. They knew what we didn't know and didn't have. And they have seen the goodness of God and the power of God. They knew it had to be the power of God. How could we have done it?
Amen.
They have seen the undeniable witness of the goodness of God and the power of God, which is the moving of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God,
faith to God who gives me